And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 9th of August, 2011. Henry David Thoreau's Walden was published on this day in 1854 by the Boston publishing house of Ticknor and Fields. 2,000 copies. It cost $1 each. It took 5 years to sell out the original print run, and then Walden went out of print. A book in which Thoreau wrote, "Cultivate poverty like a garden herb, like sage. Do not trouble yourself much to get new things, whether clothes or friends. Turn the old, return to them. Things do not change, we change. Sell your clothes and keep your thoughts. God will see that you do not want society. If I were confined to a corner of a garret all my days, like a spider, the world would be just as large to me while I had my thoughts about me." He wrote about his time out at the pond. "There were times when I could not afford to sacrifice the bloom of the present moment to any work, whether of the head or hands. I love a broad margin to my life. Sometimes in a summer morning, having taken my accustomed bath, I sat in my sunny doorway from sunrise till noon, wrapped in a reverie amidst the pines and hickories and sumacs, in undisturbed solitude and stillness, while the birds sang around or flitted noiseless through the house, until by the sun falling in at my west window or the noise of some traveler's wagon on the distant highway, I was reminded of the lapse of time. I grew in these seasons like corn in the night." It's the birthday of Isaac Walton, born in Stafford, England, 1593, who supported himself by writing biographies, but his great passion in life was fishing. And in 1653, Isaac Walton published The Complete Angler, or The Contemplative Man's Recreation, an ode to fishing. He wrote about how to catch fish. He wrote that if you fish for carp, you ought to throw into the water grains or blood mixed with cow dung or bran, maybe chicken guts, and also about how to fix fish, that after you clean the carp, you put him into a pot with some marjoram, thyme, parsley, half a handful of each, a sprig of rosemary, savory, 4 or 5 whole onions, 20 pickled oysters, 3 anchovies, and then pour claret over it. Add the rinds of oranges and lemons and boil it. And it's the birthday of the poet who said, "Until I grew up, I thought I hated everybody, but when I grew up, I realized it was just children I didn't like." Philip Larkin, born in Coventry, England, 1922. Here's a poem for today, a poem about fishing by Isaac Walton, who wrote, "Oh, the gallant fisher's life, it is the best of any. 'Tis full of pleasure, void of strife, and 'tis beloved of many. Other joys are but toys, only this lawful is, for our skill breeds no ill, but content and pleasure. In a morning up we rise, ere aurora's peeping, drink a cup to wash our eyes, leave the sluggard sleeping. Then we go to and fro, with our knacks at our backs, to such streams as the Thames, if we have the leisure. When we please to walk abroad for our recreation, in the fields is our abode full of delectation, where in a brook, with a book, or a lake, fish we take, there we sit for a bit, till we fish entangle," wrote Isaac Walton. That's the Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.